Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Attention farmers and ranchers, the Tulsa Farm Show is back February 25th through 27th at the River Spirit Expo. The Oklahoma Farm Bureau presents over 350 exhibitors, ag products and services, plus cattle equipment demos and daily horse training seminars by Craig Cameron. Register to win $1,000 in show bucks each day at 1 o'clock by Can-Am. Be sure to test drive and enter to win a new Spartan mower. TulsaFarmShow.com has details. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free.
Live cattle futures were down 20 in February at 115.55. The April's down 62 at 122.90. June's down 27 here at 127.17. August, two lower at 118.40. The October up 32 at 121.62. The March feeder cattle, 20 cents higher at 139.57. The April's up 60 at 143.57. May's up 35, 146.27. September and October up around 10. November down 30, 32 or so. Lean hogs looks like they're going to finish somewhere between 40 and about a dollar higher here. The maize are up 45 at 87.85. On Friday, we had a cattle on feed report which showed a on feed number on February 1st of 101%. The estimate was also 101%. Placements in January 103, where they were looking for 100. So the placements were 3% larger than expected, 3% larger than last year and 3% larger than expected. Marketing in January were 94%, where they were looking for about 95%. So that report was thought to be bearish. And initially this morning, we actually opened up 50 or so lower on the feeder cattle and the same on the live cattle, but the feeder cattle rallied back throughout the day.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Quartermaster Creek Angus is holding their spring bull sale February 24th, 12:30 p.m. at the ranch in Leedy, Oklahoma, selling 135 two-year-old bulls sired by breed-leading AI sires, all rugged and ready for heavy service. Also, 60 two-year-old commercial pairs and 40 open yearling heifers. Genomic EPD information available on the bulls. Look for our sale book online at quartermastercreek.com. For more information, call Mike at 580-445-8275. Quartermaster Creek Bull Sale, February 24th in Leedy.
Today's grain futures finished in the green here, led by the looks like the new crop soybeans in November were up 15.5 at 12.11¾. Really the November beans right on the highs here, making new highs today. While the old crop, the March, May, etc., aren't on their highs, and so that also indicates that those spreads are unwinding. You know, people were long the short front months and short the back months, and that spread's been working, but now it's taken that out of it. Corn was up 8 to 9 cents here, with March up 8.25 at 5.51. Chicago wheat 13 to 14 higher. Kansas City wheat anywhere from 12 to 13 higher. Kansas City July was 6.54½, which was up 12.25, and that looks like it's also working back toward previous highs. The previous high for July Kansas City was 6.61½, and the high today was 5.55. So we're within about 6 cents of those previous highs. And on Friday, the USDA Ag Outlook Conference projected the coming crops, corn, beans, and wheat crops. The wheat acres were 45 million, up from 44.3 last year. Corn's expected to be 92 million, up from 91 million last year. And then soybeans, 90 million, up from 83.1. So about 7 million more soybean acres than last year.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involve substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.